He's been a part of KSRO for a long time as we continue the 80th anniversary of KSRO being on the air. He didn't start in 1937 when KSRO did. It was a few years later. But from Keller Williams, he is the man behind the microphone for the Real Estate Hour on KSRO. Mike Kelly is here. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, Pat. Good morning. Glad to be here.
Nice to have you here.
Yeah,
how long
welcome.
Has the Real Estate Hour been on the air
19,
here?
It was on the air before I took over. It was the Real Estate Remax Real Estate Hour with Ted Horstman.
Yeah.
And Ted did it, forever. Steve Gardner was his board guy. So we're going back to
early
90s. I think, if not 80s, late 80s. I took it over in 1996. Alex Stone was my engineer board guy in the morning
when
he was a teenager.
Yes.
And he still had that big voice, And he would eat the strangest things while we did the show. And that's all I can say. Leftovers of God knows what.
His mom probably packed his lunch for him.
He grabbed on the way out. Yeah.
Well, that's certainly part of the KSRO history. And we'll have Alex on the air with us next Tuesday,
good.
Which will be fun, too. But it's been a long and storied history for you here. Talk about some of the personalities that you've encountered over these years.
Well, Grady Walt used to pop in on me.
On Sunday mornings,
he would come in, and I don't know if he was on the way to the 440 Club or coming back or waiting for it to open. I didn't know that, but he was always a lot of fun. And we'd sit around and kind of watch me and listen for a while, which was always good when Grady is out there looking at you.
Oh yeah, that's not intimidating at all.
Yeah. But Peggy Mulhall was my first account rep. And she has done great things at the Luther Burp. Now we can call it Luther Burp. At the LBC. Just over the years, Kathy Slack is now Big Voice Kathy, with the Belt Them Out kind of gal.
Yep, she is, yeah.
With the Pointless Sisters.
Indeed.
And I've always had strange engineer people. Okay, now Daniel.
Well, I'm sorry, but
kind of fits that mode, I mean. Get a guy here on Sunday morning. Now I have Joe Pasquini, who's used to be the sports guy.
Yeah.
All right, and he's a lot of fun. And we always talk about the wipeout. In the fall, this is the fall football season, especially college football. So we always talk about the wipeout of the weekend. And it usually is something in the 60 to 70s to 2 or something or 3. We have a lot of fun doing that.
Well, that's great. That's great. One of the things that we've been talking with people a lot about over the last couple of weeks as we celebrate this anniversary is the importance of KSRO to the community over the years.
Absolutely.
Talk to us about that.
Well, we were here when Melanie was here, when she was doing the reporting. They had to come on Sunday. I think, Daniel, you might have been here, too, when we had the Anderson fire. I think it was
the Valley Fire,
of many fires in Lake County.
Yes.
And that's always been the thing about KSR. I grew up in Guerneville, so I'm used to floods, and there's only one station that you tuned in to get the latest and the greatest locally. And that's what KSR has always been to me. It's been that local source. When you hear something screwed up, you tune in KSRO because you want to get that latest update. So we always knew when we didn't have to go to school, and all that. Well, we could tell because if the river was flooded at Pee Wee Golf, we knew the high school bus couldn't get in, so we had the day off anyway.
Yeah, we all have our markers far as the Russian River flooding goes.
Yes, but hearing Grady for so many years and just knowing that they were always there, that's the great thing about KSRO.
Jim Grady, once we never worked together, but when I was on our sister station, The River, he and years before that, one time he convinced me to meet him at the 440 Club at 10 o'clock in the morning. And I was doing mornings then too, so I was off by 10 o'clock. So I met him one time at 10 a.m. at the 440 Club, and I never met him there again because... Just the idea of drinking somebody under the table doesn't even come near what he was capable
Especially at 10 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
Which was his afternoon.
Yes, absolutely.
But no, I never had that pleasure either. I kind of stayed away. I had a couple of friends of mine who bartended at the 440 Club.
Oh, boy.
And that must have been I was a bartender myself when I was going to college.
Yeah.
It's afternoon, morning shifts are the worst thing in the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very. And it was quite the thing. Well, you know, we're pretty impressed that you've been a part of the legacy of KSRO for so long, and there's no end in sight, right?
Well, we're just mustering right along. You know, I had a team on here before. My business partner, Allison, has decided to move on, so I'm back to doing a single again. I did a single for years. But, you know, Pat, it was so funny because I was looking at the numbers. When I started in 1996,
yeah,
the median price of a home in Sonoma County was $185,000.
Wow.
Today, it's $624,000.
Wow.
Right? A gallon of gas was $1.09. The stock market was at $6,500.
$6,500.
So, anything, folks, the value, the long-term value of money and how time works on everything,
yeah,
should be the major lesson. Of course, we came down, though, too. You know, when we had the market collapse in 2007.
So yes.
It was very interesting. So right now we're worried about affordability, which is right around, you know, 25%, which means only one in four people can afford to buy a home in Sonoma County, which ain't good.
And that's why he's the real estate guy.
That's why
he's been doing it since 1996 and well into the future. Mike, thanks so much for being with us this morning and
always a pleasure,
part of
Pat.
This celebration.
Thank you very much.
Really nice to have you here.
Okay.
Mike Kelly, the Real Estate Hour on Sunday mornings, KSRO. He is with Keller Williams, in case you were wondering about that.